Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
AM 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside, hoping to bring you some good news within the next 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. We don't exactly know when they're going to announce if Leroy is a finalist for the Pro Football
Why
Hall of
get
Fame.
Your hopes up?
We're just hope. Because I...
Why?
Being optimistic how many times is a good way to live your life. Dead. Stand by that.
I'm sick of getting let down every time I get my hopes up
here
for this.
Here we go.
Every time.
Come on.
I'm serious. Every time I think, well, he's going to make it this year, nope. I think, oh, he's going to make it this year, nope.
Yep, third time's the charm.
Every time.
Third time's the charm, right? Isn't that how the phrase goes? Come on. Let's get some positivity in this room. Got to be excited. Your Bucks are 31-5. That's why we get Eric Name. He's the positive guy that can come in and bring us all some happiness to the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, sixth out of seven straight months that they've awarded an Eastern Conference Player of the Month. Giannis has won it. Now, Stevie brought it up. That's MJ kind of stuff. I just put it in HOF territory. Just how impressive has this last run from Giannis to start out 2019 been to see live in person each and every night you covering the team?
He's ridiculous. They're really
best way to put it.
I struggle to even kind of put it into words at this point. I know we try to use superlatives. I mean, like, there's just no way to, you know, kind of comprehend what he's able to do on a night in, night out basis. And, you know, I thought the game last night was kind of a perfect representation of that, because, you know, there's always been the thought that, oh, you know, this guy that dunks all the time, you know, he can't really close out games. He doesn't really have enough, you know, tools in the toolbox to, you know, actually do what he needs to do to win these games. And, you know, all of a sudden you see, oh, was that a hook shot? Okay, yeah, he's got that. Was that a pull-up three? Okay, yeah, he's got that too. And then you look at some of the finishes he had last night where he's drawing the contact and not finishing with the dunk, but finishing with, like, a little floater. Like, there's just so much sophistication to his game that I don't think is often really talked about. Like, everyone just talks about him as the guy that dunks, and he does dunk a lot, don't get me wrong. So he does do that, but just the level of sophistication he's added to his game over the last couple of years is really just kind of mind-blowing to watch, because when you think he's done adding something new, all of a sudden, I think he's got something more.
You may want to go help him right now. He's trying to figure out how to put together a stroller. It looks like he might be struggling a little bit. Yeah, I just tweeted out a picture. I get it. I've been there.
Eric's smart. He doesn't have to deal with that nonsense.
No, yet. No, he doesn't. I've been there. Giannis.
Stand strong.
I know what you're going through. Hey, Darren Collison, you know, there's all this talk about the Lakers, the Clippers. I'm not sure going to either one how much that really puts them over the top one way or the other. Bucks not being mentioned early on. Would that be something you think they would consider? Because the way I see it, one injury of significance that would, you know, have George Hill or Bledsoe not in the playoffs, and this team's in some trouble.
Yeah, I think with this team, they've shown that a third point guard isn't a necessity, that you don't necessarily need a third point guard, but you're going to be pretty mad when you only have two point guards and one of them gets hurt, right?
Yep.
That's going to be how it is. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, I think we're seeing something similar to what we saw last year around the trade deadline, where if you're a player of a certain caliber, where you believe you can be a rotation player on an NBA playoff team, and you want to have that ability to showcase your skills, the Bucks probably aren't the most attractive place for you because they have 12 of those guys. They already have a bunch of guys that feel the exact same way. I mean, if you ask Bucks fans, they'll tell you that DJ Wilson doesn't get enough time, Sterling Brown doesn't get enough time, Pat Connaughton doesn't get enough time, that they have too many of those guys right now. So I think when those opportunities come up for veterans of a certain caliber, they're just going to say, well, you know, I'd rather go to, have you seen the Sixers bench? They're terrible.
Yep.
Have you seen the Lakers? Once they get out of their starting five, it's awful. So yep. I should go there because that's really where the opportunity is. So I think you'll continue
but
to do that, but I don't think that stops John Horst from making calls
okay.
and getting in there.
But Eric, let's play the role of John Horst. And I don't disagree with anything you said. But couldn't you make the argument of, yeah, you're right, you could go there and probably get more minutes because they don't have a great bench, but we give you the best chance of being in the NBA Finals, and we give you the best chance of winning a ring because we have the best player in the league?
100%. So
that's the sale.
It really is just what that player is after. And I think you could see it last year. I know he didn't play, and obviously he's since retired, but like you could see it with Pau Gasol. Like Pau Gasol thought, yeah, that makes sense. Like I want a championship, so I'm going to come to Milwaukee and I'm going to go get a ring. And I think obviously in the end, they ended up getting Nikola Mirotic, and it didn't work out. He couldn't hit a shot in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you know, they really struggled to replace that shooting because they thought that was going to be like their next Brooke Lopez coming off the bench. So I think the key to remember with all of this is certain players are wired certain ways. So you're going to miss out on some of them, but there are going to be ones that want to come around, that want to be a part of your team, that want to be a part of the team that I think just about everyone can agree has the best chance to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. And I think a certain number of people would say have the best chance to win the NBA Finals. So it really is, I think, largely person to person, that person has to figure out what they want from their careers and, you know, whether or not they are more worried about that next contract or they're more worried about getting a ring.
It is always funny. Eric Name talking with us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Follow him on Twitter and all his stories at Eric_Name, NEHM. On Twitter. It's funny that we're talking about a team that's 31-5, and immediately the conversation always goes to bettering the team, right, Eric? And there's always going to be room for improvement, and to me, now Darren Collison's the newest name, but come the buyout market, this team, you would expect to be a legit player for some of those names, simply because of what we were just talking about. They are going to be one of the front runners to win the title, so if it's in a buyout scenario, whether it's Darren Collison or the next name, what is the player type that they would want to add to the group?
Yeah, I think for this team, just looking at the trade deadline and kind of how all this could go down, I keep seeing two types of trades. I think the first type of trade is the trade that the Raptors made last year, where they got Marc Gasol. where they said, you know what, we like our team a lot. We like Jonas Valanciunas a lot. We have him in a perfect role. We know exactly what we're going to get out of him. We have this great second unit. And they said, you know what, let's go get a great first unit. And let's go get a former defensive player of the year, a guy that can really up the passing on our offense. And let's go for it. And that's what they went and did. And I think maybe when you're looking at some of those, you're looking at some of the point guards that could be on the market. You're looking at a guy like Drew Holiday. TJ McCollum is a name that's been brought up as someone that could possibly be traded for. I think a Bledsoe-centric package would not get it done for McCollum just because he's too talented.
Yeah.
But I think when you look through it, okay, that's the one type of trade. And then I think the other one is you find another guy that's a dead-eye shooter. You find another guy that can defend on the wings, because frankly, you can't have enough of those people. Like, those people just are always going to be valuable. So those would be I think those are the two types of trades you could possibly see this Bucks team go after here in the next little while.
Now the shiny object, CJ McCollum, would just, delight, I think, a lot of Bucks fans. I agree with you. I don't know if an Eric Bledsoe package gets that done, but maybe a Chris Middleton laden package. But how valuable is that contract, do you think, on the open market for teams like that?
Yeah, I think the same thing. I mean, McCollum has a big contract as well. So to make the money work out, it would probably have to be Middleton. And I think from a talent perspective, it would probably have to be Middleton. And then I think you're getting into a conversation about, you know, the relative value of wing defense in the NBA,
yeah,
and what it means to have someone that's 6'8" and can defend and can make shots and can, you know, do all the things that Chris Middleton does, versus the value of having a point guard type that can get something done off the dribble offensively, and trying to figure out which of those is more valuable in the postseason, I think is a pretty tough conversation. But I think there's no doubt that it's obvious why CJ McCollum may be attractive to the Bucks, or really anyone. I mean, 100% in the NBA.
Eric, appreciate it, man. Great stuff as always. We'll talk next week and be following along Bucks with a little bit of a home and home. Host San Antonio on Saturday and then in San Antonio next Monday. So we'll look forward to that. And enjoy the West Coast as you fly on out and cover the team out there, all right?
I look forward to it. See you guys.
Thanks, man. That's Eric Name joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Okay, so they're naming off finalists now. The first one in is Troy Polamalu, first year of eligibility. Understandably so. That guy's probably first ballot.
Yeah, fine.
Stevie's not having any of it. We will hopefully...
That's fine. He's got pretty hair.
Hopefully when we start up Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, it is locked in, and they made the right decision, and Leroy Butler is a finalist. Stay tuned right now to The Fan. We will keep you posted as soon as we know if Leroy makes the the finalist list for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You will know so as well. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike Clemens also here at 5:35.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.